This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 290, recorded Monday, March 21st, 2016, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Excellent rendition there. Was that on a kazoo? Sounded very kazoo-like.
Well, I only have two instruments on which I've learned to play that song. One is the kazoo, the other is the harmonica. That was the kazoo.
Good job.
Not to be confused with the great
kazoo. The great kazoo?
Yeah.
I don't know what a great kazoo is.
Wasn't he a fictional character?
I don't know. Was he fictional?
I hear he was great.
Okay.
He was one from the Flintstones.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He was a little green guy with the big hat.
Okay.
Speaking of which, for some incomprehensible reason, the last episode had 1,500 downloads.
And wow.
The one before that has had many more. So I guess we've gone above, I think the shorter episode has gotten us above that plateau.
Nice.
So now what we need to do is, you know, attract more interest in the show by bringing on flashy guests. So Jerry, I want you to help me with this.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. What I want you to do is, I'm a little busy this week. Can you, call Sundar Pichai and ask him if he wants to be on the show?
I don't know who that is.
The CEO of Google.
Oh, probably not.
Who can you call this week?
I could call you.
I'm already on the show next week.
See how good I am?
Yeah, make me do all the hard work.
It's my job.
Okay. So we have more people. Welcome more people.
Hello, more people.
It's been a while since I've recounted that if you want to talk about the show, there's, of course, podcast@androidbuffet.com, as well as leaving a comment on the show itself or on one of our social media pages where we post notes about the show. And if you go and you post something on our social media page, that will automatically pull back to the post which is referenced by the social media post.
And that's due to the magic that you yourself have implemented, right?
I had help. That's due to the magic of Bridgie. Have I ever mentioned Bridgie to you?
I believe we've talked about it a little, maybe.
Okay, Bridgie, that's brid.gy. I think that's Guyana. Is basically the idea is that it takes notifications from things like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Flickr, what have you, and it takes those responses and sends them to your website in a common format that your website can understand, namely web mention. I'm very annoyed about web mention.
Why is that?
Oh, there was this horrible article on WP Tavern about them by somebody who clearly didn't know what they were talking about.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I complain.
Good on you.
If you have a guest poster on a site as opposed to the primary contributors, shouldn't you edit and verify their information before you post it? And make sure that it is, let's say, correct. Maybe that's too much to ask. Maybe I'm living in a fantasy
world. It's possible. I live in a fantasy world. It's nice there.
What does it look like?
There are lots and lots of monitors. They're all high resolution, but there's a lot of them.
Okay. So before we continue, I do want to wish you a happy World Puppetry Day.
Oh my gosh! I'm so unprepared for World Puppetry Day.
How do you prepare for World Puppetry Day?
I have no idea. That's why I'm unprepared.
Okay. It's also World Poetry Day. So puppetry and poetry go together.
Yay.
And International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination.
That sounds kind of important, but overly specific.
Let's see here. It is observed on the 21st of March because on that day in 1960, police opened fire and killed 69 people at a peaceful demonstration in Sharpeville, South Africa, against apartheid law. Proclaiming the day in 1966, the United Nations General Assembly called on the international community to redouble its efforts to eliminate all forms of racial discrimination. A few other ones, since apparently the United Nations General Assembly can't keep its day straight. The UN also declared today the International Day of Forests.
Forest.
Forests, plural. Not one forest, multiple forests. And of course, it is also International Color Day.
Too many days, people! Too many days! Not everything needs a friggin' celebration.
And happy Mother's Day.
What?
Mother's Day.
What about Mother's Day?
Today is Mother's Day in most of the Arab world.
Okay. All right.
Happy Independence Day in Namibia.
For who? And who?
Namibia.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a country. I'm sure all of our Namibian listeners are very upset that you don't know where their country is.
Okay.
Anyway, I think we've covered enough international days. A lot of them.
Oh, one might even say too many.
Well, you know, there are only so many days in the year. Sometimes people have to double up.
Or triple up, or quadruple, or I don't know. What's the number for 2000?
Well, if you're quadruple, it would be quintuple.
Quintuple.
Isn't it quintuple?
I don't know. Once, twice, thrice.
I've never had to quintuple up.
I haven't either. But apparently, if you're dealing with days, you might have to. So.
And Wednesday night is a holiday that I'll be celebrating.
It is. Oh, okay. Now, this is even more important because all that other stuff, do you celebrate it? No.
I have never celebrated International Color Day, no.
I haven't separated International Puppet Day either. National Puppet Day. Or Worldwide Puppet Day.
International Puppetry Day.
I can't believe I missed out on that.
Do you have a puppet? Yes,
I don't. Well, actually, I do.
Okay. Well, I did not perform any puppetry today. I'm sorry.
I have several puppets.
But Wednesday night into Thursday is Purim, which I do celebrate.
Is what?
Purim.
Purim?
P-U-R-I-M. Purim.
Perm. Not perm.
No, not
like
perm.
Like you did your hair.
No, Purim.
Purim.
Yes.
Okay, so what is Purim? What exactly are you celebrating?
Well, they say that all Jewish holidays can be summed up. They tried to kill us. They failed. Let's eat. That usually goes over better.
Okay.
Basically, Purim is more, they tried to kill us, they failed, let's get drunk. I don't drink.
Interesting.
That. And I've already prepared by going to the market, buying the traditional Purim food of Hamantaschen. I would offer you some, but you're not close enough for me to deliver them.
Okay.
Have you ever had any?
Nope. I don't even know what you're talking about.
They are triangular shaped pastries with a fruit filling or sometimes a chocolate filling. Or mun is very popular. Have you ever had mun?
No.
Ground up poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds are kind of small to start with.
Mun is. Anyway, but Hamantaschen are the traditional. There's even a traditional song about them. Perhaps you've heard it. I can't get no Hamantaschen.
Nope.
Never heard it. Any more questions about Purim?
Sounds interesting.
Okay. Most people ask about the drunkenness. Either way, I'll be in class all night.
Well, good luck.
So I'm going to
have fun.
Well, I'm going to have to postpone my fun having till morning.
What? You don't have fun at work?
Not Purim related fun.
Oh.
Maybe I'll make some Purim related fun. Maybe I'll bring in some Hamantaschen. We can all sing some traditional Purim songs together.
Okay.
So speaking of New York, where I live, there is talk that Google is calling Android and internally New York Cheesecake or NYC.
Which means they're probably not going to call it that.
But they're calling it that now. I don't care what they call it later.
Okay. They're only calling it that now so they can call it Nilla Wafers later.
How about Nutella?
No. We discussed this.
We'll find out. The jury is still out.
No, it's not.
Because there's no jury?
That's right. There is only me. At least until the name actually comes out and I'm proven right or wrong.
Only time will tell, Trey.
Time will tell and probably us.
So if it is not what you predicted, what will you do? How about this? If it is not Nilla Wafers...
Take a nap?
How about this? If it's not Nilla Wafers...
I'll take a nap.
No, I was going to go with you're going to eat some Nutella.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Should I hold you to that ugh? I seem to...
No.
Why not?
No. Because I got no interest in Nutella. I tell you what, if it's not Nilla Wafer, I will find and eat whatever type of dessert it is.
Deal. Does this mean I have to retroactively eat all the predictions I made?
No.
Because I'll go break out the halva.
No. If it's not... no, you don't understand. If it's not Nilla Wafers, I'm not going to eat Nilla Wafers.
You're going to eat whatever,
Whatever it is. Okay. Yes.
But I didn't have any jelly beans, Kit Kats, or lollipops. Maybe I'll have some Passover lollipops. Those are always... That's next month. Actually, more than a month. It is a leap year, after all. Right?
It is.
That's why we get an extra month. Anyway, moving along. 275 million phones are affected by a new code execution exploit. Should we be worried, Jerry? So you're worried about Metaphor?
I am.
Okay. You want to take us through it?
Nope.
Okay, you want me to take us through it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, basically, it is another vulnerability in the StageFright library, which makes you think that they really should dedicate some personnel to just looking through the StageFright library, because they keep finding things in there. So basically, it exploits a StageFright vulnerability discovered and disclosed last year by Zimperium, and it was not fixed in some versions. So basically, it is a rehash of the Zimperium work, which is able to exploit an information leak vulnerability that makes code execution much more reliable in newer Android releases.
That just sounds scary.
Now, starting with 4.1, Android was fortified with an anti-exploitation defense known as address space layout randomization.
Yep.
The breakthrough of Metaphor is its improved ability to bypass address space layout randomization.
Well, my understanding is it doesn't bypass it so much as it figures out what the address space was randomized to, so it could apply
yes,
intelligent offsets.
That would be bypassing.
It's not bypassing. It's still there.
It is getting around. That would be what a bypass is. When you do heart bypass, you are routing the blood another way. That's the literal definition of it. You are bypassing or passing by the thing that is in your way.
Okay.
A mid-month security update is being given to Nexus devices after a critical Linux kernel exploit was discovered.
Yep, yep. Now, I'm confused on this.
Yeah.
Is it true? Okay. I know they said they found it in the wild on Nexus 5 and Nexus 6 devices. However, is the update only going out to Nexus 5 and 6s?
Basically, from what I understand, I think it will be ultimately going out to everyone. I think that out of cycle by the Nexus devices. I think that anybody else is just going to have to make their own decision.
Okay, so all the Nexus devices are going to get it, or just the 5 and 6? Because there's also the 5X and the 6P.
Well, it says any Android device using kernel version 3.8 or higher is not vulnerable. For example, the S7 is on 3.20. Therefore, it would not be
vulnerable. Okay, so are you saying that the Nexus 5X and 6P aren't going to get it?
They may not be vulnerable.
Okay, that would be nice.
Yeah, it applies to all unpatched Android devices on kernel version 3.4, 3.10, 3.18, including all devices, and Android devices using 3.18 or higher are not vulnerable. So the reason why anything on 3.18 is not vulnerable is it's been patched in a public Linux kernel. So basically, Linux itself found a fix for the problem.
Nice.
So here's a question for you, Jerry. Why are so few Android phones encrypted, and why should you consider encrypting yours?
I believe so few phones are encrypted because there isn't any hardware support, so it depends on software, which makes the phone slower.
Have you encrypted your phone?
My phone is encrypted. It came from the factory that way.
You think I should buy one of those fancy encrypted phones?
I think you need to make your own decision about how vulnerable you are, about how big of a target you are, and how important it is to you to not...
Well, I was more thinking about, should I consider getting that Nexus 5X on discount with Project Fi? You know, the one that's on discount till next month?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the odd thing is? I've been acquiring USB-C cables despite the fact I have no USB-C.
Why have you been doing that?
Maybe my subconscious is telling me something.
Have you been buying them or just like stealing them from people?
I've been buying them when they're on sale.
Ah.
I've been accumulating a stockpile.
That's cool. I have very few.
Well, my stockpile is 4. Not a big
stockpile. That's about how many. I have 2 USB-C cables and 2 USB or micro USB to USB-C adapters.
That's exactly what I bought so far.
Oh, I thought I was down to 1 adapter, but I found.
I don't remember where I put the bag of adapters, but I've been cleaning. I found many interesting things.
So why are so few phones encrypted? Do you have a theory?
Well, you answered one, because it's not encrypted by default. And people don't often turn on things that are not on by default.
Often called the tyranny of the default.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it's often, but sometimes.
That is an expression. Now, I haven't looked to see if my phone will suffer, should I decide to encrypt it.
I'm almost certain it will. If it's done by software, then it kind of has to.
Well, I don't know if it's done by software or hardware on the
phone. On which phone?
The Moto X Pure.
Okay, if it's done by hardware, then it is probably on by default.
I have to research this. Anyway, Google may have to change its Android app bundling policies in Russia.
So basically, yeah. If you're a manufacturer and you want to include the Play Store on your phone,
yeah,
you have to include 10 other applications,
yeah,
right? And apparently, Senor Yandex didn't like that. So he's suing Google.
Is he a senor?
Well, is a corporation a person?
In Russia, I'm not sure. In the United States, yes. Corporations have all the benefits of people, but none of the downsides.
Cool.
I wish I were a corporation.
You could be a corporation.
No, I can't. If I were a corporation, I'd be immortal. Corporations.
And you're not?
Not that I know of. But corporations cannot die. They live for as long as people believe in them. Anyway. That's probably not going to change with or without Merrick Garland. You a fan of his?
I don't know who that is, so probably not.
Merrick Garland. He was just nominated for Supreme Court Justice.
Oh.
You don't follow SCOTUS?
I don't. I barely follow POTUS.
Are there any... How about FLOTUS?
No, absolutely not. Not right now. I mean, I did when it was... brain freeze. I can't remember her name. Nancy. When it was Nancy, I did.
You're telling me that you have not followed FLOTUS since Nancy Reagan?
Yep.
Okay. How about
Nancy, in my opinion, was the last great FLOTUS.
How about VPOTUS?
I don't know what that is.
Wouldn't that be the Vice POTUS?
I don't know. I don't know where you... It sounded like you stuck a vowel in between the V and the P, and that confused me. Anyway, so
sounds like you're spitting.
It does.
But POTUS.
So if maybe you're a Facebook app user, apparently you can update or upload HD photos now. Woo! Woo! HD photos.
Well, this is
HD
amazing. Photos. Now you can annoy your family with pictures of cute children in high definition.
Yay.
I don't have any pictures of cute children on my phone. Although I am waiting for a picture to be sent to me. But nobody sent it. I sent somebody a t-shirt and I asked them to send me a picture of them wearing the t-shirt so that I could share in the joy. You know what I haven't gotten?
No.
A picture of someone wearing a t-shirt.
Oh.
What more could I ask for? Anyway, moving along. The developer of Kodi's Android app has quit and will work on his own fork as well.
And if you don't remember, Kodi is the new name of XMBC. XBMC. Yeah, that's it. XBMC.
Yeah.
Right? The Xbox Media Center.
Because it is no longer Xbox.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I just received breaking news.
Uh-oh, we don't often do breaking news on this show. What's up?
I was just sent a message that Andy Grove is dead at age 79.
Oh.
Are you familiar with Andy Grove?
He was an inventor?
Andy Grove was basically the former CEO of Intel in the early 90s, 2000. He was present at the company's incorporation in 68. He was Intel's president in 79, CEO in 87, and chairman from 97 to 2005. He was the one who was central to the decision to switch their focus from memory to processor chips. And he's the one who came, he's the one who supervised the era of Intel Inside.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So basically, a pioneer.
Yep.
And this was just reported about an hour.
That's sad.
Anyway, moving along. LastPass Authenticator was released. So would you like your authenticator to come from LastPass? The people who also have your password.
That's a good question. Okay, so basically this is a replacement for Google Authenticator or Authenticator Plus or Authy or things like that, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't compete with Authy because it's basically bare minimum.
As opposed to?
Well, Authy allows you to sync between devices. I'm not sure if this...
I'm pretty sure it would have to. I mean, it's LastPass, right? I mean, so it's going to sync using their servers.
It doesn't say it does, but I haven't tried it because I have something that I've already used.
I'm pretty sure I would be floored if it doesn't.
I still don't think it does. But if anybody's using it, can they tell us? Maybe I'll try installing it, but I already have one, so I don't know what I'd test it with. Anyway, I like LastPass. Not sure I need this, but I do like
it. Interesting.
You want to take the next one?
Okay, so Google is going on a tour of the U.S. to get feedback on its products, which means exactly what?
They are taking a road trip to talk to humans.
That is so un-Google-like.
But they're not coming anywhere near us. Have you noticed that we're not important enough?
Okay, so they're going from New York, which is near you, to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, I see Raleigh, I see Atlanta, Boulder, Salt Lake City, Reno, and Tahoe. I don't see an event in either starting. You see an event notation?
There's a little dot. New York City, March 11th.
That was 10 days ago.
Oh, well. Okay, so apparently they've already made it through North Carolina, and they will be in Clemson, South Carolina on the 23rd.
Then why are we just hearing about this now?
I don't know.
Well, the story I referenced, March 17th, they already left New York by the time I first on Thursday. That's just, but if you happen to live in, let's get some cities here. If you happen to live in Clemson, we have Atlanta, Georgia on the 21st to the 25th. Then Denver, April 4th to 8th.
Which is odd that it takes them, and they have to be stopping along the way because there's no way it takes 2 weeks to drive from Atlanta to Denver.
Are you sure they're literally driving?
Isn't that what road trip means? And right. I mean, the line follows major highways.
Are you sure they're actually driving?
It says road trip.
Okay, well, I missed them.
That's what road trip means.
I missed them visiting my city.
And all the lines that they have drawn on the map are on highways.
And they're not going anywhere near your city.
Looks like they're going through St. Louis, Mount Vernon, Nashville, Chattanooga.
But they're not stopping.
They have to be stopping. Because you can get
from
Denver to Atlanta in like 12 hours of driving.
I want to see the video.
What video?
Wouldn't this make a great YouTube featurette? Today, Google is talking to people in Chattanooga about Google. They could make a little web series about this.
They could.
That would be very interesting.
I'm just saying.
I'd watch it.
Okay. Yay, they're going on a road trip.
Well, how about this one? I thought this was an interesting commentary on society. Universal Pictures made different Straight Out of Compton trailers for different races delivered via Facebook. So white people saw a different trailer than black people for Straight Out of Compton on Facebook.
So apparently Facebook is saying, no, no, they didn't do that. They didn't do that. Instead, they were these ads were targeted based on interest, not race.
In this case, you're saying it was interest?
So ads are targeted based only on information it infers from profiles and what users have shown an interest in.
So what have users shown an interest in a different Straight Out of Compton trailer? Rap?
I don't know.
Okay. New Jersey has proposed making texting while walking.
That's crazy talk.
Why? Now, there was some interesting commentary if you look at the story that I tracked down. So the question is, do you approve of people texting while crossing the
street? This is one of those stories that's just going to make me angry and that you and I are not going to agree on.
No, I'm basically breaking it down to people. Do you think that people should be looking both ways while crossing the
street? Do I think they should?
Yes.
Yes.
Should it be illegal to cross the street without taking due care for your own personal safety?
No.
So what you're saying is you think that society shouldn't go and try to prevent people from getting run over by cars?
Correct.
Okay. So it's a survival of the fittest?
It's survival of don't be stupid.
So
I'm sorry. I believe that when you start talking about making a law requiring you to look both ways before you cross the street, brush your teeth at night, pull the covers up over you when you go to sleep.
Yeah, but we're going too far. Brushing or not brushing your teeth only impacts you. You crossing the street and not looking impacts somebody else. The person who might hit you stepped in.
But they'll only do it once.
Which one? The person who hits you or the person who stepped in?
The person who stepped in the middle of the street.
Yeah, but what about the emotional anguish upon you, the person who had to hit them?
You are not going to convince me that it is the government's job to save us from every tiny, minor, possible little risk in life. It is not the government's job to do that. How about mom and dad should teach their children basic safety? Why is it the government's job? You're not going to convince me that I need to live in a nanny state, not even a police state. Now we're talking nanny, and it's ridiculous, and you should be ashamed of yourself for even thinking that that should be necessary.
I didn't say it was necessary. I said I understand why they're doing
it. You should be ashamed of yourself for empathizing with these people.
I think if you're asking what I would do then?
No.
Because I would not make it illegal. But would I suggest that maybe the government wants to invest money in education?
No.
Maybe they would.
No.
Why? You're saying the government should not tell people of the consequences of doing stupid things?
I'm saying that there's better things for the government to spend their money on than, hey, doofus, don't walk into the middle of the street while you're texting on your phone.
Why? They make me do that all the time. Every few years I have to take a class where I have to watch Don't Drive While Drunk movies.
No, you don't. Not from the government's. Okay. Your work might do that, but the government doesn't do that.
I know. I get an insurance reduction. It's a state license course that the insurance company has to give a discount if I take.
Okay. And
so there are.
There is no way you can equate. You get a discount if you do a thing to the government is making you do a thing.
The government is encouraging me to
something okay.
You said you're against.
And that's fine.
You're against and the government promoting anything.
No, I'm not. I am against the government making laws to force this little nanny tiddly biddly crap. If the government wants to encourage behavior, then okay. That's what they do with tax breaks. You know? Okay. I'm not gonna go off on a rant about that. The government can say, you know what? If you install solar panels on your roof, then we'll cut you a $100 break on your taxes. That's to encourage
positive use. Behavior.
Right. Now, if the government comes along and says, if you don't put solar panels on your roof, we're going to throw you in jail for 60 days, then that's a little far.
So what's the proper implementation of the government encouraging to text while doing other things, which might be dangerous? So you're saying fine.
Not a damn thing. Not a single thing.
Okay. Well, I'm taking your word for it. I'm not arguing.
Really? Texting while walking? You're going to need it.
It's like driving while drunk.
No, it's not.
Well,
not
what
even
if you're,
close.
What if you're walking around and you walk into an open manhole if you were texting?
I guess you're going to the hospital. Hope you got insurance.
I think I'll just not text and walk.
Sounds like a great plan.
Well, you know what I do. When I take a walk and I feel like checking my phone, you know this thing I do that's really crazy? I stop, you stop walking.
Walking.
I check my phone and I resume my walk.
Sure, sounds great. Or, so that, you know, hey, maybe there are people that can text and walk. You know, I hear so. Rumors that some people can even walk and chew gum at the same time. If you can believe that. Oh, Jesus. God. Really? This is, it's like people don't want to be responsible. They just want to be told and forced what to do. Are we not a nation that was based on the concept and principles of freedom?
Yeah, but have you ever considered a public service announcement or the anti-texting while walking block?
I got to be honest, absolutely not. There are better stuff to spend money on. You're going to
spend money?
$1 million just to for a few 30-second ads throughout the United States for once or twice.
Well, how about
to warn people of the dangers of texting while walking?
Well, how about
you buy for $1 million for people that don't have enough?
Well, how about on this podcast where it wouldn't cost anything?
$1 million for people that can't read and write, even though they're adults. How many homes could you build with $1 million that would take people off the streets? And with these, which I would firmly say are higher priorities than not texting while walking. You want to take money away from that and put it on, let's put a full spreadsheet page layout in the newspaper saying don't text and walk.
Well, how about on this podcast? I'll do my own public service announcement and it won't cost anybody anything.
Fine, man.
Okay. I think that's a good way to end the podcast, don't you?
What's that?
We end
with a public service announcement? With a public service announcement? Yes. Okay.
We do, you know, we could do our civic duty and, you know, do something for the benefit of
oh my God, it's not a civic duty.
To do things for the benefit of the
your duty, civic duty. Carrying a gun is your civic duty.
Only not if you're in a militia.
I would disagree.
No, I'm saying Second Amendment is that the right to bear arms would be for a militia. But we can get into Second Amendment rights as they're written in the Constitution. I'm just talking about a civic duty as opposed to a commitment or a right. So are you ready for my attempt at a public service announcement?
Go for it. And then we'll call it a night.
That was my proposal. Hello, friends. I'm Guru, host of the popular Android Buffet podcast, and I am here to tell you, do not text and walk. This can be dangerous. Imagine that you are walking down the street and in front of you, there's an open manhole. You could fall into said manhole, injuring life and limb. You could walk into the street and be hit by a poor Jerry Jones who will suffer emotional trauma for the rest of his natural life.
No, I won't.
Why would you put poor Jerry Jones through this if... You don't have to. You
don't worry about it. I'll be fine.
So don't make others suffer. Don't eliminate yourself from the human race. And don't put yourself in harm's way by not paying attention to the world around you. When it is time for you to use your phone to text, step aside, text, and resume your walking in a safe manner. Just remember, safety first. This has been a public service announcement from the host of the Android Buffet podcast.
You mean from you?
Am I not the host of this podcast?
You're one of the hosts of the podcast.
I didn't say I was the only host.
You said that the public service announcement came from the podcast, and that would be both of us.
No, I said the host of the podcast.
No, you didn't. You didn't say the host of.
I don't recall, did I?
You said brought to you by Android Buffet podcast.
Are you saying you don't endorse this message?
You're damn right I don't.
Okay.
And I also disagree with your interpretation of the Second Amendment.
We're going to get into a Second Amendment fight? I love Second Amendment fights. Let's dissect the text together. It says... And I quote,
a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yes. Are you part of a well-regulated militia?
I'm part of the people.
Yes.
The right of the people.
Yes.
I'm part of the people.
Yes. And my opinion is that the purpose of that is part of a group, not necessarily as an individual. That the purpose of the right of the people to bear arms is... to keep order, not necessarily for their individual protection.
Mm.
So it's not, but you know, it's not referring to the security of an individual. It's referring to the security of the state.
Yes, because if individuals are well armed, then if you consider invading our land, then you are not only going to have to deal with the police. You're not only going to have to deal with the National Guard and our military. You are going to have to fight every single household. And they will have the means to resist.
But this is the thing. I go under the collective rights theory. You're talking about the...
I am.
So I'm not arguing about the ability of people to possess firearms. I'm saying that I interpret the Second Amendment differently.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just because I interpret the... Perfect. Now, I'm saying just because I interpret the rule differently does not mean that I want to take away anybody's gun. I'm saying that the purpose of the rule refers to the security of the group, not of the individual. So this is more of a legal question rather than what I think. I tend to interpret it as a collective rule, not as an individual.
Okay.
I believe there are plenty of individuals who probably have proven that it may not be safe to let them have firearms. Possibly the same people who have proven that it's not safe to let them have cell phones.
Or walk.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
There are people out there doing stupid things. That doesn't necessarily mean we take away everything that they use to do stupid things.
That's right. There's people who can't walk and text at the same time. That doesn't mean you got to stop everybody from doing it.
But I am in favor of warning people that it's stupid to do in that case. Shall we table the discussion about individual versus collective liberties?
Sure.
Okay. Night, Jerry.
Good night. Good night, folks. Thanks for joining. We loved it. I loved it. It was a good night.
I always enjoy debates.